Blog Talk Radio.
Nós te agradecemos por mais esta oportunidade de estarmos aqui para glorificar o teu nome. Independentemente das lutas, das provas, estamos aqui para te lembrar, Senhor, que não é em vão que o teu filho padeceu na cruz. Estamos aqui para adorar o teu nome, para trazer a bênção que tu és digno, Senhor, no nosso gratidão, no nosso coração levantado para ti, Senhor. Aceita nossos corações, Senhor, diante de ti, nas fraquezas, na alegria, e abençoa o teu povo. Visita-nos pelo teu Espírito, socorre os necessitados e dirige-nos em todo o teu amor e toda a tua graça. É o nosso desejo, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Bem-vindos, irmãos, a mais uma vez a esta casa, que pretende ser a casa onde Deus reina. Que Deus possa abençoar as suas vidas, junto-se a nós nas orações, junto-se a nós na adoração ao Deus vivo, Deus de Israel, o Salvador que nasceu da tribo de Judá, a Jesus, o nosso Senhor e Salvador. Que o Espírito Santo possa visitá-lo, curá-lo, libertá-lo, trazer de novo aquela alegria, uma comunhão íntima, particular, e um tesouro particular que você é para Deus. Que Deus abençoe a todos, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Brothers and sisters, welcome again to the gathering of the Demolishing Strongholds community. It's a pleasure for me to be back. I want to give you a great welcome, because this is a program dedicated to remember to our Lord. It doesn't matter our circumstances, it doesn't matter this passage here. We want to remember him that was not in vain. All what he suffered, how he paid our price on that cross. It is a program that we want to give to God, our heart. We are in need of a lot of things. Some of us need health, some of others need provision, some of others need direction. But I invite you, I challenge you, that you bring something to our Lord tonight. I challenge you to worship for what he has done already for your life. And be sure that God, once you see that the first things that God wants to give us is the spiritual things, the rest will come in God's time. For sure, God will reward you with his peace, with his love, with his presence. And Jesus will be again real for you. That hope that only God, by the faith that he gave us, can give you to your heart when you cannot see the answer for your problem. So I invite you to worship with us, our Lord. And I invite you also to share what you need, because we want to help, because we have been helped by our King. We want to join in your fight. We want to cry with those that are crying now, for we know that our God is faithful. When we will come to give you the answer or the direction, we will praise him together also. So stay with us, pray for this show, because we want the Lord manifest to each one of us. May the Lord bless you all. God bless you.
Lift up his name. Within the sanctuary, lift up his name among the people who are gathered here to sing his praise, who are gathered here to sing his praise. Holy is our God, holy is your name, mighty are your words and deeds, and wondrous are your ways, all that you have.
Amen. All is our God. I have already a prayer request here, and we will be praying for this issue. But before, I want to read again the scripture that I quoted, that I posted on the chat room. That is in 2 Corinthians 12:10, where Paul says, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." I want to give courage to our sister, like Brain Cooker, that it's sad because her friend, I don't know if she's a sister in the Lord already, called Annie Mae, she has been diagnosed with esophageal cancer. Well, I don't know the depths of this situation. Maybe that's a mission for you, sister, to accompany this situation. But I want you to remember that I have presented here my case, how I found God. It was not in a church, evangelical or any kind of church. As I used to say, it was in the church of affliction. It was in the affliction when I saw death in front of my eyes, in my family. So I don't know what's happening with that family, but I know something, that if you ask for help, it's because God has a mission for you, especially for you. You're a soldier of the most powerful army above this earth. I will pray for your friend. I will ask God for direction for you and for that family, and especially an experience for that friend of yours. But the most important is to give you direction and wisdom to know the priorities of our Lord in this situation. We want that God give you His eyes, the knowledge of what is happening in the spiritual world, because with that you will overcome your mission. You will be able to help your friend. Otherwise, God has not touched your heart. God did not touch you to end losing this battle. Now, you are called to provide help for those that need to know the kingdom of God. So we will be praying for Annie Mae, and we'll be praying for you, okay? Because I don't know what is the end that God will give to this situation, but I know something, that if we agree that God will intervene in the way He wants, there will be salvation, there will be victory, there will be perhaps healing and conversions, and the army of the Lord will be fortified with new souls, with new warriors. So let's pray, please. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for this lady called Annie Mae. First, we pray that you give the same joy, the same strength that you gave to Paul to write these words, you gave to her and her family, to feel your peace on this desert they are now struggling to overcome. We ask you, Father, because we know the power your word has. We know who is Jesus the Christ, the only Word of God, the Word of God made flesh, who won the death, who take all infirmities on his cross. So, Father, we ask you for salvation, experience, direction. We ask for you to send your healing warriors, your healing angels, to give more than a healing, a completely salvation to this family, and anoint our sister that has a profile called Right Brain Cooker. Visit her and show to her what is your priorities, what is your goals with this situation, that the enemy cannot end with joy on this fight. Let him lose everything he thinks he has conquered. And at the end, let us all rejoice with the answers to this prayer, because we know that you are here, Father, as the song that we will play next, it says that you are here. As we believe that where two or three are gathered, honoring your name with all their heart, completely devoted to you, to your kingdom, you are there. So we are not talking to the air. We are talking to a God that challenges us to put him to proof. Bring the solution you want to the knowledge of our sister, and let her be used by your hand, by your spirit, to be a column of faith, of truth, and of salvation on this battle. And let us all rejoice in the end when you reach all the goals you desire to reach. In Jesus' name we pray. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Please agree with me in the chat room, because it's important we declare our faith. I will be passing music, the same thing. Even when we cannot see him with our own eyes, even when we cannot hear him, we know that he is here. We know that he is real. So join us on this deep, deep worship song. It is played by Jesus Adrian Romero. You are here, tu estás aquí.
Aquí, oh. gospel changes everything. The turning point in history. Even now it's changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls me to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything, and it is changing me. The gospel changes everything. The turning point in history. And even now it's changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls me to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything.
Amen. Yes, sister, I know that is hard. I know that our flesh struggles not to go to the desert. But remember, it was the Father who was the Holy Spirit that sent Jesus to the desert to be tempted, to feel weak, but not to fail, but to overcome. I know what you are talking, and I will pray that you don't lose the focus of God's purpose. I know what you mean when you feel so lonely, and all those that should help you, they are far. Seems they are far, but remember, God always honors those that, even in solitude, in illness, they struggle to not to lose the love for the kingdom of God, for our King that has power to change all the things with His gospel. Not the fake gospels of prosperity that are all around us, but this powerful gospel that can only be understood by those who love in first place Jesus, our Savior. That's why God sent us to the desert, to test us. And when we see that we are real worshipers, there is nothing that He cannot do for you. So let's pray for your family. Father, we pray for the family of your beautiful daughter, our sister Lobby Dove, is in struggle with his children. She is struggling to remain faithful to you, Father. And we ask for a double portion, that the devil cannot steal the most precious thing that you have given to her. That is the faith that can save her soul, and not only her soul, but the souls of those that belong to her house. This is a promise that you will rescue those that belong to our houses, to your kingdom, even if they remain stumbled, blinded by this mad world. Father, I believe because I live this. I have seen my father accepting you in the bed of death. I have seen so much people winning their family in the last time, but I believe that you will honor your daughter with a much more great blessing, conquering this land that is his children's hearts with your mighty power, with your Holy Spirit. Just give her double portion of your Spirit, Father, to overcome his weakness. She is weak, but you are not. We, without you, cannot do anything. But with you, Father, we can do the same works and much more, because that's what your Son said. And we believe in him, because it's him in us. So first I pray that you give her peace. Give you the joy that is your strength in our heart and mind. Shut up the voices of darkness that are a liar, that say that she has no solution. Even if she complicated something, just forgive her and give her a new anointment. Let her wait your time. Let her wait your opportunities to build the ark or her house. And none of those that belong to her house will be lost from your kingdom. This is our faith in you, and we believe that you can do much more than we think. In this we agree that you are able, Father, that you have given us the best of you. So also we reward you with the best of us, with our most beloved familiars, our children, our fathers, our brothers, our neighbors. We deliver in your hands, Father, and we trust in you. Let the rest of the Lord bless the heart of our daughter, our brother, our sisters that need to conquer their families. For this we praise you, because we know even if we are the smaller boats in this earth, with you in sight, we will prevail the greatest storm. It seems sometimes that you are sleeping, but Father, wake up and help your daughter in this moment, and renew the joy of being a princess of the Almighty Living God. In Jesus' name, in Yahushua's name, we praise you, Father, and we give you thanks, and we agree and say Amen and Amen. I will be passing a song in Portuguese that talks clearly about situations like our sister is leading. It talks about a little boat in the storm, but it's a song of hope that I hope that even in Portuguese you can feel the spirit. And she says that even being the smallest boat, there is a master inside of him. There is a great, great God that is bigger than all the storms. It is a God that can change everything with only one word. Can open seas, can save the fair in the middle of the injustice, retain his judgment until all those that have covenants with him are saved. So do not trust on the darts of the enemy. Do not trust on the circumstance. Focus on the real word of God, Jesus Christ. Not a book that can be changed by men, that can be changed of context, but worship the God of that book. Meditate on the Bible. Use your brain, because there is a treasure called Jesus, and the Bible is the map that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, wants you to find on your life. Let's hear this song.
Estou aqui. Quero chamar para cantar comigo essa linda canção, o meu irmão Moisés Cleiton.
É um prazer para mim.
O vento balançou meu barco em alto mar, o medo me cercou e quis me afogar.
Mil à tua direita, mas tu não serás atingido. Se o vento soprar contra a tua vida, clame o nome de Jesus e ele te socorrerá.
That's true. There is a God in our life, in our heart. When we, in our hearts, are tamim to Jesus, when we decide to follow the plan and leave our burdens in Him, and we decide to trust in the invisible God, and we don't leave men or angels or other things take the place of our Lord to direct us. There is a God that has a plan for our fragile lives. It doesn't matter when we found this truth. It can be in the beginning in our youth, can be in our middle age, can be even in our older times, but forget what it comes. It's when you are tamim, complete to Him, and everything is given in His hand. You see, my brothers and sisters, I don't want to preach tonight, but it's important for you to realize this. When Noah received the plan of the Ark of Salvation, he was not a young man. God doesn't show the plan all in the day we start looking for Him. It is a relationship full of high mountains and full of deep valleys. It is a relationship that is conducted by the Holy Spirit, sometimes to test us and sometimes to prove us, but also when we prevail, when God sees that we are perfect to Him, and perfect means tamim in Hebrew, it is humble, simple, completely true to Him. Not like Adam, not like Cain that tried to hide their sins, their faults. God is not looking for perfection, looking for truth lovers, worshippers, true worshippers. When God sees this, that's when your life really begins, the real life. And that's when God starts showing His plan. In this scripture that I put on the chat room, you see that God told Noah to do the ark with some kind of wood. God gave him this detail and another detail. God gave him the plan and told him to use this wood, gopher wood. Gopher is a wood from the cypress. It's a conifer tree. It is a typical tree that has a specification that some kind of trees don't have. It is a tree that, when it's cut, she gives kind of liquid called resin. It's people that call this resin the blood of the tree, you see. Here in Portugal, it's very useful to cut these trees and to make some products from this resin, because this resin has properties to heal, to close cicatrices, to serve a lot of properties. From there that is build the bitumen, that was what God said to be used to close all the walls between this wood plate from the ark was built, from inside and outside. And this is a lesson for us. Why did God choose this wood that had this oil coming out? You know, for me this is not new. Maybe it's not for you also, but it's important for us to remember that the plan of God must be built with the proper materials. Even the Apostle Paul warned us that we must care, take care of what we use to build our faith. And the ark of our salvation must be built with the right wood that has this oil inside of them. God uses a lot of metaphors, parables in this word, and one of them that is all around the Bible is comparing men to trees, to wood. He's the good carpenter, right? He's the one who has the hex on his hand to bring down the bad trees. So men are compared all around the Bible to trees. And our heart must be built from the wood of the trees that have this oil that spill his blood. These are the lives that gives their lives for the project of God. God has spilled his blood, and we should do, if necessary, for him. We must give all, not 10%, but all to him and not to man, for the glory of God, not for the glory of institutions, of other men. If you use another type of wood that doesn't have this blood, that doesn't share this blood, that heart will not be protected from these poisoning waters. You see, this liquid has some properties that makes these woods to endure centuries. The kind of varnish that brings duration, high duration to the wood. These woods are all the real worshippers that together they build the ark that will endure with the bitumen that is the blood of Christ from in and outside of the ark to do not let the water to enter. We are this womb. We are these trees, cut, bleeding trees with our wounds. That is in these wounds that our inside is renewed by this liquid that will make us stronger, that will make us prevail to all the deluge that this life will bring to our lives. And this is a secret. If you build your salvation upon someone who does not share his blood, he only takes the blood of the other. When the waters come, they will rotten this wood. There will be an open on the ark, and the waters will fill the ark because it was not prepared. So it is very important to know the power of the Holy Spirit to close from inside and outside our lives, our spiritual life and our social life. That it's very, very important to select which wood you are using, with whom are you worshiping God, with whom are you sharing your blessings, your pearls, with whom you are giving your time, because there's a lot of wood there that are pretending to be prepared. But the waters that are rising will show which material was used to build that ark. And if you are participating on a fake ark with the wrong material, when the waters show the real value of that ark, you will go down because there was a wrong material on that ark. But this is not for you. God doesn't want you to be deceived. So we must wait. Before we act, we must wait. When the clown, we must rise up our tents and walk behind the clown in this desert. When the cloud stands still, we put our tent down and we wait, because we are the followers. Jesus is the commander. And we that have a relationship with God, that have learned how to depend in the desert, now we do this without any problem. We have learned to depend on Him. So let's worship our Lord, our Commander, because He wants us to be overcomers. It's all a question of time and learning how to fight the good fight.
Join with me as one.
Amen. You need to think about the situations that are all around us. I read what Lydia has brought to the chat. I remember about Robin Williams. There was something in my heart that I always see in the eyes of this man, as if the Lord was showing me on his eyes how fake is the happiness of this world. I really enjoy some papers, some rolls he made. He always had that gentle, a gentle speech and looking, or as if he could see the hearts and souls of people. In the same time, there was a sadness inside of this man that he couldn't disguise, even being such a great actor, even being a Oscar winning, he never lost that sad looking, as if he could see how poor we are, even with all the honors of this world, when we don't know Jesus, when we don't dispose ourselves to serve him. I can't imagine myself doing anything in this world and not participating in his kingdom, in the battles. You see, I could be on the system if I was different, if I was able to close my eyes for the little foxes that start appearing on the system when I was there. Because that foxes became mighty wolves, I could not stay quiet. I could not participate on this feast of wolves. But you see, my brothers and sisters, even now, as I am fighting with this retaliation in my health, someone is trying to stop this work, this ministry, by stopping my right arm, stopping from sleeping well. I know that it is a struggle on the spiritual world to stop me from debunking some moves. But even on this fight, I felt the joy of the Lord. How are you going to teach the others if you fail on your trial? Do you want to quit? Are you becoming like those ones you criticize? Or do you want to make difference? And of course, every time I felt the challenge inside of me, as if a new river of courage and pure water wash my brain, my heart, I don't care about the pain, the lost night. I just care about the kingdom. How I am on that ark. I am one of that wood that is giving blood to serve as varnish to light the ark, Do not let the water rotten the wood. I am participating on the fight. This brings a supernatural strength and joy to my life, because every word that I speak, every time that I debunk some immersion of the gospel, I know there is a God that confirms that I have authority to do it. Because I am different. I give for free. I give because it's God that is sustaining His project in my life. You see the difference? When it's God's project in your life, He will not wait for the kindness of human being for that project goes until the end. It comes from Him. It's His provision. And those that bless that project that doesn't enslave the brotherhood, they get their blessings also. But the project doesn't depend of the human being, depends of the provision of the God who called us. That's why I don't need to ask, because it's God doing everything. Of course, if someone wants to offer, we have also in our site a PayPal button. But it's not necessary to make marketing. It's the Holy Spirit that is in the control of everything. Because if you bless those that are blessing your life, you will be blessed. And I don't deny this. But it's not an obligation. It's not a law. There is no such thing as tithing between brothers in Christ. That's a lie. That's the descent of the Pharisees that are preaching that, deforming the Bible, denying Jesus the Christ and His orders to His disciples. They are doing and obeying what God said to the Pharisees for those who stay on the law of Moses and reject the law of Jesus Christ. So this light burden, light yoke you're feeling, it's because you're at home. You're not in a job. You're not only in a army. You're in family. And when we feel this, all we do for the love of the family. Not to be better, not to be worse, not to compare with each other, not to be greater, not to the other ones recognize us as the apostles, the pastors, the prophets. No, we are brothers. Brothers by the blood of Christ. And brothers in arms, in the same army. That's what we are. Because it's not our strength, it's not our spirit, it's not our beauty, it's not our holiness. It's the Lord power that does everything. It's the Lord love, the Lord beauty, the Lord mind, and the Lord hand that give us everything to build our ark. Together, we can overcome all the crises that the Illuminati are trying to promote in this world. And we will be praying about this. We'll be praying that God will change the faith of those brothers that are now being persecuted in the Middle East. that God changed the minds of the politicians and started to be hypocritical, because they are losing their credibility following this ruler, advisors of the shadow government. People are awakening, even some rulers are awakening for this reality. We are winning. It seems that the devil is on the control, but we are changing things. It's necessary some sacrifices. Yes, it is. But in the end, we will see if our faith in Christ will be vanished from this planet. Satan thought that conquering Rome, first the church and then the empire, would vanish the faith on the Nazarene. And he was wrong, as always. He killed some, but for each one he killed, seven lives were believing, were looking that Jesus was the real God, looking for the faith of those who don't deny their faith, even in front of the beast. So, brothers, don't focus on the agenda, on the arcs of those who even unconsciously are promoting the agenda of chaos. There are a lot of brothers of us that are promoting the agenda of chaos, and they don't understand. Focus on the God of the Bible. In the end, we will see who is the God of gods. If it is Gadu, if it is Hala, if it is Buddha, or if it is Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, we will see who will win in the end. Father, in Jesus' name we pray that you send your armies, Father, to help those that are not denying their faith in your Son. We pray for each family that has lost a family. We pray that the enemy cannot traumatize your children. We pray that your angels appear and console their hearts and make their faith stronger. Make their will stronger in you. We pray for the deliverance for those that are still alive. We pray for experience. We pray for the victims in Israel, in Palestine, all those that lost their families in wars that were fabricated by the secret societies, by these elite worshippers of Satan. Through the history of man has been used as puppets to fulfill the agenda of the demon. We pray, Father, that all the parts be delivered from the deception of the enemy, and we'll find the real God called Jesus Christ, Yahushua, the Jewish Savior that comes from the tribe of Judah, that chose a small tribe from Israel to show with the humble things how great things can be done and eternally promoted. We pray that you change this tide, Father, because we believe in the power of our Lord. We believe that you can change the ways in the battles. You can turn your enemies against each other and make them destroy themselves. to save your people. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that none of you, your true worshipper on this world, will fall without the consentment of yourself and the anointment of your Holy Spirit to bring more salvation, to bring more truth and light to this world. And let that those that will fall in glory, like Stephen, will fall without sadness, but in glory and happiness. Let the other ones that are blinded by the enemy awake for the real God that you are. We pray in Jesus' name, and those that to agree say Amen and Amen.
In the beauty of holiness, we see you, Son of Righteousness. So we bring all that we possess to lay at your feet. In the place where your glory shines, Jesus, lover of all mankind, you have drawn us with love. Make us complete. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more. My God and my King, is there a tribute that I can bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King? The work that you've done, could I ever conceive of it? All the depths and the heights and breadth of the riches I now possess, because of your love. So I pause at your gates once more, as my I wish I could love you.
Father, we pray that you take control of the hearts and minds of the rulers of this world to bring dignity to all the industry of myth. We pray for the animals, Father, that even if you have chosen to serve as our food, that can live a dignal life. We pray, Father, that you bring laws that protect. Do not let the young ones be separated from their mothers. Do not let animals be treated as machines. We pray that you bring humanity again and punish all those that remain in the demonized way that this industry has become. We pray that you bring salvation to all those animals that are being illegally killed in China, all around the Asia, like dogs and cats, boiled alive, burned alive. Father, in Jesus' name we agree that you are holy, holy, holy. And you did not create the animals to suffer like this. Father, in Jesus' name, we take this prayer to your throne, believing that you have power. As you have freed, give freedom to that sister in Sudan that didn't deny her faith. You have the same power to deliver and change things. There are a lot of people now on the social community that are asking for your help. We pray, Father, that you deliver the animals from the hands of Satan. If you allow them, some of them, to be sacrificed, you give them peace. Do not let them suffer. Because I know that your justice will be a reaction for the ungodliest way of men. And for your justice come, first there will be the injustice of men. But Father, in Jesus' name, we take care of your creation. We want to be achieved taking care of your creation. Bless the animals, Father. Bring new laws. Bring new rulers, new ideas, new ways of control to change these ways, to instruct people, to change taste of this world, Father. All those that refuse to be changed. Bring your judgment upon those that don't want to change for better. This is our prayer for our animals, because we know the value. We know the value of that creation. How many times you use an animal as an angel to bring us some joy, some company that the human beings are no more able to provide. So Father, we believe that you are powerful and you want to answer this prayer. And we all agree and believe that we will be answered in Jesus, Yahushua's name. Amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, it's a great pleasure for me to pray this prayer here with you. For those that don't know me, I have two great groups of people in Facebook, each one of them with more than 2,000 people. And I have a lot of people that belong to Animal Rights Defense, some associations from Brazil, from here in Europe, and there are a lot of our brothers there. It's not only the Illuminati that had infiltrators. The Army of God has a lot of secret angels inside of secular associations that promote good works. And I believe that all the things that we are now seeing in China is the answer of a lot of prayers. Even today, I shared on Facebook that some activists in China have stopped 6 trucks full of stray dogs that were going to serve as meat on the illegal markets. 6 trucks full of dogs, more than 400 dogs that were saved from the terror. This comes from a country that has no democracy. So you can see how courageous these Chinese people were by going to the roads and to stop these trucks. Do not fear what the authorities might do to them. This was in China. This can only be achieved by a spiritual change on that country. So this is good news. There is a lot of angel yet operating on the darkness of this world. It's not only the demons. Even some rulers are being touched because they know the chaos that cannot be unleashed, at least not in their own turn, in their watch. There is still some fear inside of some rulers. And I believe that more prayers we do, more programs like this are done, the better will be the future. We just cannot go and dance the music that Satan is trying to make us dance. With fear, despair, I'm really tired of despair. I know the God who called me to serve Him. I'm just trying to awake some of you, because what Satan doesn't want is for you to understand that we have the power. We have the power in our mouths. We have the power in our prayers, in our praise. God wants to imprint in you their values, His values, His kindness, His courage. God doesn't need a lot of people to act. God doesn't need multitudes. He delivered a nation with 300 men from nations that had thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers. He used 300. He delivered one nation preparing Moses in the desert. You can be the next Moses for your country. You can be the next Gideon for your city. or for your neighborhood. You just need to say, here I am, Lord. I will not stop praying. I will not stop talking the truth. I will not sit on the same table of the wicked ones. I hope that this program will help you to understand this. We have a song different to sing on this earth, and Satan is trying to stop us to sing this song. It is the song of the eternity. It's not the song of sadness. It's not the song of despair. It's the song of the eternity. Let's hear this song that is called precisely the song of eternity.
Diz o céu por sobre a terra, seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Basta um relance dos seus olhos, um sussurro dos seus lábios. Abre os meus ouvidos, quero ouvir a música do céu. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como o rio ainda flui entre nós. O seu amor é desde o céu por sobre a terra, é desde o céu por sobre a terra. O seu perdão é desde o céu por sobre a terra, é desde o céu por sobre a terra. Desde o céu por sobre a terra, seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como o rio ainda flui entre nós.
Last but not least, I want to pray, Father, for our brother that is not on chat room. He is known as Fire in the Altar. I want to pray that you give him double portion of your spirit, Father, to make him a candle in the darkness of his community. I pray that you bring him to a place where the enemy's agent cannot stop the project that you have for him and his family. I pray that he can awaken all those you are using him to awaken. Father, touch this brother of ours. Visit him with your Holy Spirit. Give him all the directions he is looking for you. Do not let your son quit on your project. And all the decisions that he has to make to be an overcomer on all the areas. We pray that the enemy cannot stop him, as it could not stop Abram to leave Chaldea, even not knowing where to go. Make this brother of ours a new Abram there in America. Bless all those also that are hearing what he is preaching. Bring them out of the system and save those that are really looking for salvation. Send your angels, Father, and let us rejoice with the victory of this family. In Jesus' name, in Yahushua's name, we pray. Amen.
Praise.